there's a shock to the system. The body knows how to adjust. But when you're already at the edge of threshold, because you've been going like crazy and don't have enough nerve energy, all it takes a little bit to kick you over. And now all the poison that's been in there jumps out. So, for example, you can see this all over the world. It doesn't have to be Christmas time. But here, we add to it the wonderful American lifestyle of, okay, it's Christmas. What happens at Christmas? Do you eat real white on Christmas? Yes or no? Hell no. You go to Christmas, what do? It's turkey and ham time again. Usually, by the way, did you make enough turkey that you had lots of turkey sandwiches, turkey pies, turkey everything for about a week afterwards? Right? So sure enough, now you do it again. And by the way, in a Christmas, you barely can walk or move once again. Do you stop there? No, look, New Year's is just down the corner. Right? And on New Year's Eve, in order to start your New Year right, what do? You think, I want to be so conscious in this new year. You probably sit down and set all your goals, right? Do a whole goal-setting workshop that night. What do you usually do on New Year's? You drink alcohol, the product of decay. There are only a few things the body cannot use at all that are total poisons. Alcohol is one of them. Alcohol instantly, the minute you put it in your bloodstream, it goes right through your tongue before you even swallow it. It goes right in your bloodstream, unfiltered. It radically destroys the oxygen level in your brain. A sip of alcohol and you've destroyed brain cells instantaneously. I'll show you the research, I'm not making this up. Instantaneously, right? But you don't just take a little sip. It's time to celebrate the coming of a new year in a peak state. So now you drink and you wake up the next morning, oh my God, you feel sick, and maybe you vomit, and you worship the porcelain god, right? And you got this fever, and oh, you look on the paper and it goes, flu break all over country. You go, that flu bug, God, he got me, man. Now, if it happens the next day, most of you get it. But usually it doesn't happen the next day, it's within a couple of days or a week. And you've been feeling run down probably before that, and you get all this place, you go, oh man, I can't believe it. And you know what's really interesting? It's always a special kind of flu bug. It's always a commie bug. Yeah. Yeah, it's always a commie bug. It's the Beijing flu. It's the Russian flu. Yeah, it's always some commie bug coming over here to wreck our holidays. Tell you what, you wanna have some fun? Let's read some real newspaper articles. These are real. US, quote, blame the what virus? Beijing, another commie out there. Another commie. Blame the Beijing virus for the aches and pains that deck the holidays. Welcome to 1994, now get right back into bed. If you're like thousands of others, you got more than you asked for during the season of giving. While you and your family gathered around the punch bowl, you shared more than good cheer. And now, because of that punch bowl, which didn't have any alcohol in it, and now you have aches and pains, chills, a sore throat, maybe even a queasy tummy. You have the flu. Check it out. It's rampant on the land, felling healthy men and women like oaks to the axe, and leaving offices bereft of workers. Flu has been reported in 42 states. I can't imagine why. As widespread as Florida to Maine and Oregon and parts of a dozen other states, says the National Centers for Disease Control. Quote, it's a pretty good assumption that we're starting to peak right now, says Steve Jegler. Yes, because they can predict when it's going to happen each year based on lifestyle. He said Steve Jegler, who, by the way, is the brand name manager for Sucrets, whose parent company, Smith Kline Beecham, sponsors a weekly flu alert. What does Smith Kline Beecham make? I don't want you to believe in marketing or anything. Here's what I like. After polling 1,680 medical personnel and 70 regional markets, research projects that represent 107 million people, this is what they're claiming. This is the drug company's claiming. 43% of the U.S. population has flu symptoms right now. 43%. Give me a break. When have you seen half the population do anything? They can't even agree on what sex means. How could they even have disease the same way? Check it out. This is from USA Today. This is this last year. Drop down to the next paragraph, signers, monitor. Go down to where it says pharmaceutical, about six lines down. Pharmaceutical companies make how many? 50 million doses that they sell every year. So it has to be done early. By the end of February, we have to have made all the decisions for what they're going to make and sell you next year is the virus. It's not even here yet. He says it's not always easy and predictable. Obviously, the closer we are to being accurate, the more protection you have. They're not even accurate, he admits it. But if we're fairly close, it's better. You guys get this? Now, turn the page and look what the flu vaccine is. This is how you're going to protect yourself from these evil commie bugs. The flu vaccines are nurtured on what? Underline those three words. Decomposed proteins of animals, egg, or human origin. In addition, the following chemicals are used. Formaldehyde, which is used to embalm corpses. That's what you put in your body to protect yourself from the mucus that comes from the way you eat and live. Sodium phosphate, sodium chloride, sodium, I can't even pronounce it, right? And thimerosal, which is a mercury derivative. Mercury is a virulent poison. So to make sure that you may not have some sore throat or cough or a little diarrhea, let's stick some animal, egg, and human toxicity of proteins directly into your bloodstream, into that delicate chemical balance, just to protect you in case it may show up tomorrow from Beijing. How many can see that flu is driven by lifestyle and that anything we find in your body is because you built the trash up and now it's feeding on it and multiplying? How many agree with that? Say aye.
Aye.